Let's play two.
Well, let's hope it's just two. Tribune sports columnist Paul Sullivan joins us now. Paul, good morning. Are we going to excise forever any memories of the 84 series with the Padres? What do you think?
Well, you know the answer to that, Bob. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if they could, you know, mitigate it, I think, with a win today, or at least winning the series, hopefully today, because if they did lose today, I think there'd be a lot of anxiety. But yesterday's game, I think, was very, very helpful to Cubs fan psyche, because if they had lost that one and it looked for a while like, you know, they were heading in that direction, then I think everyone would be very worried coming into today. And now I think people are pretty confident that they can get this over with.
I enjoyed your column yesterday recalling what Mike Royko wrote after game one. He ended his column by saying the Cubs were going to slaughter those lousy wimps. Pretty good.
Yeah, he was the original troll, you know, back in before there was social media. He was, like, calling out San Diego as a bad baseball town with no history. And, of course, the Padres came back and won that series. And it was, you know, something that's going to be buried in Cubs fans' psyche forever. But, you know, they have won since then, so hopefully that's not as big a deal anymore.
Hey, Sully, it really looks like Craig Counsell has kind of created something over there that these guys seem really unselfish. They don't really care what role they're in. They want to play, but they support their teammates. And I think that the bullpen situation yesterday really kind of showed that. Do you agree with that?
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, especially with the bullpen. I mean, when Jed Hoyer went out to get Counsell and hire him, of course, was a big shocking move because everyone thought they loved David Ross so much. But this was the reason why he got him, because of the moments like yesterday where he knows how to use the bullpen to great effect. He brought Palencia in the fifth inning. Everyone, you know, Boyd had only thrown like 50-something pitches and really didn't look like he was slowing down much, but he brought him in, right, perfect timing. The shadows were just crossing home plate. You know, Palencia's got that 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He was throwing mostly fastballs, a few sliders. And then the rest of the guys just came in line after that. So, you know, when you use your closer in the fifth inning and everyone else, you know, is in different roles, it's a winning combination. And those guys all had to buy into it, and they all have. And really, I mean, San Diego came into the series with the more heralded bullpen, but the Cubs really looked pretty strong yesterday.
When Counsell took Boyd out, I texted my friends, everybody's watching, and, you know, we're all typical Cub fans, nervous, and so I thought,
what's he doing?
I wrote, oh, this is overmanaging. Why give him the hook here? I know it turned out fine, but why change the way you do things in the playoffs like this? I mean, you know what? I know everything turned out the way Counsell wanted, but and this thing and this whole business here where you're not going to start Imanaga, you won't bring him in until, you know, later in the game because he has trouble in the first inning. Well, if he comes in the third inning, isn't that the same as his first inning? I don't get it.
Well, he's looking at the Padres lineup. If you really study the Padres lineup, the top of the lineup is pretty good. You've got Machado and Tatis and Jackson Merrill. And at the bottom you have, you know, Gavin Sheets and those guys. So, you know, you got a right-hander to pitch to right-handers in the first inning, get through that, and then bring in Imanaga, I'm guessing, in the second, maybe the third, for, you know, four or five innings. Then you've got an advantage, you know, lefty-righty-wise. And, you know, I think he's going to have a short hook with Imanaga if he does pitch today, which we all assume, because of the way he's been pitching lately with giving up a lot of home runs. But I don't know. It's, you know, it is a Counsell-type move. You know, he's always, you know, tinkering and doing things his way. He doesn't like to give out any announcements of what he's doing. He keeps it close to the vest, and it's kind of annoying to us in the media. But, you know, he's got a method. There's a method behind his madness, and certainly there's a lot of pressure on him, too. He didn't win in Milwaukee. He won every year, went to the playoffs, but they never advanced to a World Series. So, you know, there's pressure on all these guys, and it that's why it's baseball. It's going to be a really interesting couple weeks, especially if they win today and then play the Brewers next week.
Yeah, I think the true baseball fans, the purists, kind of watched yesterday's game and thought, all right, this is the recipe, because they got good pitching. And Dansby Swanson, he saved at least one, maybe two runs in that game.
Oh, two, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's the best shortstop, Cubs shortstop I've seen defensively. I don't know, you guys, Bob, you've seen more than me maybe, but I don't know. He's with him and Nico there and Pete Carr Armstrong in center, you have such a great defense. And the Cubs aren't a real big strikeout team pitching-wise, so, you know, you're going to need really strong defense. And they played that yesterday. I think his experience with the Braves really helped. He's been there before. He's kind of a leader in that clubhouse. You know, people want to complain about him sometimes. He does strike out a lot, but he's a guy that's going to hit 20-plus home runs and play Gold Glove defense, and that's pretty much what you want out of a shortstop.
Yeah, I still don't know why you don't handle your pitchers the way you do during the regular season, because it was a success, and now you're burning your bullpen, aren't you? You're burning out your bullpen guys.
It's a three-game series, Bob. I mean, or three at most. He's got 12 pitchers on the
I guess.
He's not going to burn out these guys. and you've got to look at these guys have all the analytics. Third time through a lineup, Matt Boyd starts to, you know, slow down a little bit. So it was exactly the third time through the lineup. He took him out, put in Palencia. I'm sure he was thinking of the shadows. The shadows were crossing home plate right when Palencia came into the game. Mm-hmm. You're trying to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with, you know, ball coming in from the light and then into a shadow. There's a lot that goes into this. And,
I know.
Sorry we don't play like it's 1960, Bob. You know, that's the way baseball is.
Yeah, I know they have the analytics now. They tell you how often a guy will come onto the field and leap across the foul line and not step on it. They have facts for everything. Just don't watch the game with me, that's all. Don't watch with me.
Well, how about the play where the look like, I can't remember who hit it, but it seemed like a single going straight to center field, and there's Dansby playing like two steps away from second base, and it was an easy out. They positioned him perfectly because they knew where the guy was going to hit the ball. And, you know, I'm not a big analytics guy myself, but, you know, there's a reason why they use him. Statistically speaking, they seem to bear out most of the time, and Council's a statistics-minded guy.
Well, Paul Sullivan, if you want to put this in your next Tribune column, if the Cubs win today, free show tomorrow. No charge for this show tomorrow if the Cubs will win today. So let's hope.
Wow, that's big of you, Bob.
Go Cubs.
What do you think, Bob? Are you confident? You don't sound very confident, honestly.
I said to Andy earlier, you know what? It wasn't. I was really looking forward to watching the game, and then I was miserable during the whole game. Nervous, upset.
Well, isn't that good?
No, it was
the way you're supposed to be in October.
Yeah, I know. Every pitch, I'm like, oh, this is not fun.
It's good to have that feeling again. It's been a long time since you felt that way, hasn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm just not used to it. I will. All right, I'll try. Thanks, Paul. Always good to talk to you. It's Paul Sullivan. Read more about it in the Trib. Thank you, sir.